USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a budget resolution early Friday morning that will allow them to pass coronavirus relief without GOP support. The budget passed the Senate in a 50-50 party-line vote with Vice President Harris breaking the tie. The vote is the first step for being able to pass a subsequent coronavirus relief bill that can now bypass the filibuster in the Senate. Turkey's interior minister has accused the United States of being behind a 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed on U.S.-based Muslim preacher and businessman. In a prompt response to the comments on Thursday, the U.S. State Department said the accusations were wholly false. More than 250 people were killed in an attempted overthrow of President Recep Erdogan and his government. The Texas Department of Public Safety has apologized after mistakenly issuing an Amber Alert that said Chucky from the 1988 horror film Child's Play was a suspect in the kidnapping of his 5-year-old son, Glenn Ray. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
for Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The halftime show at Super Bowl 55 will feature The Weeknd. Lead singer Abel Tesfaye promises the show will be family-friendly. He also says the show will be presented throughout the stadium, including the pirate ship.
Due to the COVID and for the safety of the players and the workers, we kind of built the stage within the stadium. We're also using the field as well, but we wanted to kind of do something that we've never done before. And, so we built the stage in the stadium, but I'm not going to tell you anything else because you'd have to watch on Sunday.
Abel tells reporters his favorite halftime show from years gone by.
I don't know what technically the greatest is, but my favorite is definitely Diana Ross, 1996. She's just so glamorous, and the show just makes me smile, and she has a great exit with the helicopter. She lands in the middle of the field, grabs onto it, and flies out into the clouds. It's like, I wish I could have done that. I wish I thought of it, to be honest.
The Super Bowl is Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern is kickoff time on CBS. Former President Trump has resigned from the Screen Actors Guild after the board voted that his actions prior to the Capitol riot violated their guidelines. In a letter, President Trump wrote to SAG-AFTRA President Gabriel Carteris in a letter, "I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares?" End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.